Oh, you're finally awake. I'm sure you have some questions. After all, this has to be all so strange for you. But you shouldn't try to move yet. You'll want to trust me about that. You'll be a little woozy, and you could hurt yourself. What did I say? Now you've probably given yourself a headache. What do you mean you don't know who I am? How can you say such a cruel thing to me? You saw me every day. We had a relationship. And then you treat me like this? Yes, from the coffee shop. How could you ever even joke about not knowing who I am? I'd see how your eyes would light up when you saw me, and that tone of your voice as you said my name told me everything. We were destined to be together from the very first time we met. Oh, you're trying to act like you don't know what I'm talking about, but you were an active participant in this. You know exactly what I mean. You know you were mine, but then you came in with that other woman yesterday, and you broke my heart. I knew I had to do something drastic to get your attention back. I know I can make you happy. I just needed to be able to show you that. I had a feeling you weren't going to let me if I just asked, though. So, I had to take matters into my own hands. So, when you came in for your coffee, maybe I coated your cup with something special. You don't remember me helping you to your car after you felt a little lightheaded this morning, do you? After that, it's pretty self-explanatory, and I'm sure you've woken enough to notice the chains and the cuffs, too. And well, your lack of clothing. Here's the thing. No one knows you're here right now. You're my little secret. But I want you to have a really good first impression of what it'll be like to be with me forever. Don't you want that? Oh, sweetie. No one can hear you scream. Do you think I'm stupid? This is a soundproofed room, and even if it wasn't, you'd have to yell pretty loud for anyone to hear you anyway. So just relax and let me explain. But as I do, since this is all a little scary, I'm going to do something else to keep you entertained and focus on what I have to say. I knew you wanted to fuck me the first time you saw me. I mean, why else would you be so hard right now? I haven't even touched you or even mentioned doing anything dirty to you yet. You really can't help yourself, can you? But I certainly want to do things to you, wonderful things, and I know you want that too, deep down. The good news is, I'm going to give you so much pleasure. It'll be everything you ever wanted and more. I could start by fucking you right now, but you're not ready for that yet. But soon. But I do want to suck your cock. I think that would be a good start. Your cock is exactly what I was hoping it was going to be like. But there's some bad news, too. And it's some really bad news. Before I tell you, I think I should keep going a little bit more, just to take the edge off, or to edge you a bit more, depending on your interpretation. Okay. I'm going to cut off some of your fingers and toes. I'm just going to let that sink in for a moment. Oh, don't squirm like that. I might choke, and no one wants that. Call me a crazy bitch one more time, and you won't like what happens next. Yes, it will be so much worse than losing some fingers. I want you to apologize. Think about how vulnerable you are. Think about what I was just doing and what I might be capable of. That's a good boy. Oh, I don't want to hurt you. If you're nice to me, if you follow the rules and use your common sense, you'll enjoy your time here so much. I don't really want to cut off those fingers and toes, but it's the only way. It'll all be worth it. You'll see. I need to do it so I can keep you, so that no one can come between us again. Don't you understand that? Don't cry. I know it sounds scary, but it won't be so bad. Yes, it's going to hurt a lot. I mean, a lot. I could lie to you about that, but then you wouldn't believe me about anything else. And the pain won't last forever, though. But after I cut off those fingers and toes off, I'm going to build a fire in a clearing in the forest, someplace I know a lot of joggers go by every morning. It's going to be the scene that looks like someone set fire to a body, so that by the time someone finds the remains, all that will be left is a burnt pile of bones with remnants of your clothes. along with a few unburned fingers and toes. And of course, some of your hair, too. We can't forget about that. The police will naturally assume, based on the physical evidence they find, that the remains were all you, which means they'll also assume you're dead after that. So no one will be looking for you, and I can keep you for as long as I want, as long as you satisfy me. You want to satisfy me, don't you? That's a good boy. What do you mean I'm not going to get away with this? Oh, that's so sweet. You think you're my first? Or that I'm making this up as I go along? There have been others. I know exactly what I'm doing. Where do you think I'm going to get the bones for that little stunt in the forest? Do the math. I can see it in your eyes that you finally comprehend the situation. Every one of those guys, they got the idea in their head that they were going to try to escape. So they attacked me after all the love and affection I lavished on them. They thought I let my guard down, but they were so transparent. And now they're no longer in the picture, if you catch my drift. They weren't particularly nice deaths either. I could really take my time with them too, because after all, everyone thought they were already dead. I even visited their graves. Oh, they begged, but they made their choices. They could have lived a wonderful, long life where a beautiful woman fucked them and made sure their every carnal desire was fulfilled. And all it cost them was a few digits and their freedom. And yet they still treated me like a fool. They had to be punished. You understand that, right? Nod to tell me that you understand. Good boy. Don't go all soft on me now. Fight that urge. Like I said, you want to satisfy me, don't you? I know you were getting so close before. You were just about to pop. You don't want me to hurt you, do you? Well, any more than I need to, at least. Yes, you're getting hard again. That's good, so good, because I need you to come in my mouth. Don't you say no to me. Do you really want to disappoint me? Is that how you want to start this off? I don't think it is. That's better. This is just what I wanted. And just imagine if it feels this good now. Imagine how it's going to feel when you aren't nervous anymore and you just give in to how good it feels. I want your cum. I want it all. I can feel the twitching starting. You're trying to hold back, and I don't know why. Just come in my mouth. Things will be so much easier if you do. You should know that by now. You're going to be so much fun. I just want to climb next to you and cuddle you. But, there is so much I have to do before I can. Have to cover my tracks after all. We'll get around to cutting off some of those fingers and toes in a little bit. You won't miss them after a while. And lucky for you, I've gotten so much better at doing it now. The first few times I did it, though, it's a good thing for you. I've had some practice. You're still not going to like it, of course, but I'll make it up to you. After we're done, you're going to live in a world of bliss. I'm going to do every dirty thing you've ever wanted. And you're going to be so happy. You'll see. And if you're mine, truly mine, there isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. And I wish I didn't need to do such terrible things to you first to make that happen, but you forced my hand. But it'll all be worth it, and maybe someday, when we're both ready, we can start having children together. Wouldn't that be so lovely? If you keep me happy, I'll keep you happy too, for the rest of your life.